Hey sis, sometimes our message gets lost in translation because we're not clear on why we're communicating our message and what we want our audience's takeaway to be. Figuring out and working towards our goals is honestly critical to speaking with confidence. And in this episode, we're not only going to discuss why that is important, but how you can go after your goals each time you speak without letting fear hold you back. Grab your notebook and pen and let's dive right into this episode. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. So today, I want to discuss with you the importance of solidifying the reason that you're speaking and letting that be your focus when you deliver to your audience. This can help you become a confident speaker because instead of getting caught up in the stress of speaking, instead of worrying about what they may think of you, what they may think of your message, what they may think of how you deliver your message even, instead of worrying about all of that, your focus is centered on, this is my goal for when I go to speak, this is how I'm going to achieve that goal. So something that I want you to ask yourself, friend, a challenge to you actually, is that before you go to speak, I want you to decide on what your number one goal is for yourself and for your audience. I want you to know, okay, what do I want to get out of this time that I'm presenting? And what do I want my audience to get out of it? How do I want them to benefit from it? Because if you walk into that situation with that mentality, you decrease the impact that fear and stress and doubt will have on you because you have your mind secured and set. Now, if you were not able to jot down the challenge, I will say it again so that you can write it down, so that you can go and think through it and figure out what your answer will be. So before you go to speak, decide on what your number one goal is for yourself and for your audience. I recommend doing this before every presentation that you have, every speech, every work call, whatever it may be. Work through this so that every single time you go to speak, you have something to focus on. That is all for this episode today. I know it was a bit short, but I really wanted to focus this episode on challenging you and getting you to think through what your goals are for when you go to speak. I would love to end this episode today by praying over you. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this listener. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing in and through their lives. And I just pray that you would guide them in figuring out what their goal should be for when they go to speak in front of their specific audience. I pray, God, that you would just guide them in deciding this and that, Lord, if at any point you want them to change what that goal is, that you would help them to be flexible and that they would listen and be obedient to you. Father, it's all for your glory, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty, sis, I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Hi, friend.
this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.